Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalin, Mishnah says, Hasocher ta para la harosh bahar, the harash babikav. Somebody rented a cow, and that cow also comes with a plow. And the agreement with the owner was they were going to use that plow and cow on a mountain, but then the renter decided he wanted to plow in a valley instead. In Nishbar Hakankan Patur. If the beam of the plow, the wooden part that the blade of the plow is attached to, breaks when he's plowing, he is patur, he would be exempt from paying for it, even though he violated what the agreement was with the owner. Since he was allowed to plow on a mountain, and the mountainous ground is rocky, it's very hard, and therefore, of course, it would have broke on that type of ground. He went to a valley. The earth in a valley is much softer, so it even broke from that type of soft ground, so therefore, it for sure would have broke if he just kept to his agreement, so therefore we say he is patur. Babik'ah v'harash bahar im nishbar akankan haya. But if the agreement between them was he was only going to plow in a valley, but then the renter violated that agreement and he started to plow in the mountain, if the beam broke when he was plowing, he would be obligated to pay for it because he's considered to be negligent. He actually caused the damage. If he kept to his agreement and he only plowed in the soft ground of the valley, then the plow probably would not have broken. It's only because he went to a mountain against the wishes of the owner of a plow that the plow actually broke. Ladush bikitnit vidash bituva patur. If he rented a cow and he had an agreement that he was only going to thresh beans, but he threshed grain instead, and then let's say the cow slipped and hurt himself, in this case, we say he would be exempt from the damages. If he kept to his agreement and he threshed beans, beans are much more slippery than grain. So, of course, the cow would have slipped and hurt himself. So, therefore, the injury is not considered to be the negligence of the renter because he took him to a less risky place than he had agreed upon, and he still got hurt. So therefore, it's not considered to be the fault of the renter. Ladush bitvuah v'dash bikitnit hayav bipeneh shakitnit mahaleket. But if he agreed that he was going to take the cow to thresh grain, but instead he went to thresh beans, and then if the cow fell and got hurt, he would be obligated to pay for the injury of the cow because beans are more slippery than grain. And if he just kept to his agreement and he only went to grain, to thresh grain, the cow probably would not be injured, so he should have kept to his agreement and only threshed grain. Since he didn't, and he put the cow in a more risky situation, and the cow got hurt, he is obligated to pay the owner.